Here we are, more full moon readings with Sarah Moore, psychic medium from right here in North Conway. EnlightenedHorizons.com, which we can go for full details, especially when it comes to the Reiki class she has coming up, as well as the gallery. And you guys are actually doing a gallery. You always do this, teaming up with a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And today, this time you're hanging with a really great nonprofit that has to do with pets.
Yes, ACTS, Assistant Canine Training Services. They are absolutely phenomenal. They do a ton of training out of Telling Tales in Freiburg, and then they have another site, I think in Wolfboro.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise service dogs and then train them specifically to work with a certain person.
Yeah.
And it's just a phenomenal organization. Every time Kathleen Stone and I do a gallery, we donate a percentage of tickets back to a nonprofit. So we've hit M&D, North Country Cares. We've hit some others. I can't remember.
All types
but
of them,
this
yeah.
one is ACTS. And
yeah.
they will have some of the puppy raisers at the event. This one we're doing at the Magic Lantern in Bridgeton.
Which is a beautiful venue.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah. We're going to be in the 80-seat theater. So we know we're going to sell it out. So if you haven't got your tickets, they are moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the website, enlightenedhorizons.com, get your tickets before they're gone. And if anybody can't make it, we'll have those tickets available at the door. But that is highly unlikely.
Yeah, we definitely suggest that you purchase them online beforehand.
Yes, and then there is on site there, there's also the Tannery Pub. So you could get dinner and a drink beforehand and then come to the show.
Right. What a great little, what a night out. Nice little night out for everyone.
Yeah. And if people are like, okay, so what are you doing there? A gallery is when Kathleen and I are on stage and we get pulled to your loved ones who are in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we describe them to a T. A lot of times we get names, the age, the date, all this stuff that we just can't make up. We're not that good. We're not researching you before you come. That would feel like work. And then we relay a message to you. And what happens in a gallery is because we don't have time to get to everybody, we get to a lot of people, but a lot of times the messages resonate with more than one person in the audience. So on my Facebook page the other day, I'm starting to get the people have bought tickets. Some of their loved ones are starting to wake me
it's
up.
It's crazy how that happens.
It's kind of getting irritating. I'm tired. But I post on Facebook like, okay, whose is this? And it's not that they're lost. Like they know where they are, but they're already excited to talk to you. And if I'm awake, they're like, hey, let's just throw it out there. Maybe she'll post it.
Let's see if she's going to respond.
Yeah. So it's interesting. A couple of the people that I've shared about, it definitely lines up 100% with like two or three people.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All
really
right.
Fun.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. I've been to a couple now, and it is fun to watch. And even if you don't necessarily get a reading, because not everybody does, it is just to watch you guys do your thing and then watch the people's reaction.
I love that.
That
it's
is the best
so
part.
It's so much fun.
It's the best part. So make sure you purchase your tickets again to EnlightenedHorizons.com. A portion of the proceeds going to ACTS, which is just fantastic. They have a great group. They're actually over at the Conway Area Humane Society's Walk for the Animals that we did just recently. They did a live demo, and the work that they do is unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's a great cause and definitely a reason, even more of a reason to go and enjoy the gallery.
Yes.
Let's get to some more readings here. We have people texting in, probably saying, okay, come on, I texted in. Here we go. Allie from Berlin texting in. We thank you for doing so, Allie. She says, asking if there's any messages from maybe family and friends that have passed on.
My whole body feels really numb. So I don't know if you lost somebody. It doesn't feel like an overdose, but I just feel like I kind of faded away into my shell of my body. And they're not as old as I would expect. It feels like the age of an uncle versus a grandparent. And it feels like it's a man. And I feel like there's enough people who are like, I don't know if he could hear me before you either pulled the plug or before he passed peacefully. Either way, it was peaceful for him. He's telling you that I heard everything, including the arguments and the bickering, which he doesn't care about. Like, that's not his deal. But he was very aware at the end.
Okay, that one goes out to Allie from Berlin. We have Alicia from Berlin texting in. A lot of Berlin listeners today, which is outstanding. She says, hey, Sarah, she's been seeing this amazing guy for the last couple of months now, wondering if the relationship is the one.
I think it has the potential to be the one. You are like revving your engine, like, let's do this, come on. And he's kind of like, okay, well, this is like he adores you, but he's still got the good old traditional values of, I want to be together a year before I put a ring on it. I want to, you know, get married before we buy a house together. So he adores you. Yes, this feels like he is the one.
Okay, but there's no rushing. He's going to take his time.
Yeah,
smart guy.
I want you to enjoy this time. It's like this is the time of the relationship where it's all squishy and you love each other so much and it's so shiny and new. And then when you get engaged, it's like a redo of that because now it's like, oh my gosh, there's a ring on my finger. And then you get married and it's like, oh, it's the honeymoon phase. I want you to have more time enjoying each stage of it.
Okay, that one goes out to Alicia from Berlin. She'll have to keep us updated,
and
of course.
I don't know if your grandmother, I'm seeing a grandmother who has, it kind of looks like a 1950s wedding outfit. It's really pretty. Tons of really beautiful lace, but it's kind of tight, form-fitted. If that's still in your family, I have goosebumps all over my body. She would love for you to wear it.
Okay, excellent. Wow. We have Rachel texting in, listening from Conway Magic on conwaymagic.com. She's from Southern New Hampshire. She said that she's wondering about her puppy, Finn. He randomly would just start barking in the middle of the night. If there's a reason for that, is he being spooked? Is he wanting to play?
No, he's getting spooked because you have somebody who keeps coming in and checking to see how things are going for you. It's not an angel. It's like somebody in your family that's already been in heaven for a long time. I don't even think it's somebody that was alive when you were alive. It feels like a grandfather on your mother's side or a man on your mother's side and the grandfather frame. And I just see him when you're asleep. It's kind of like a parent coming into the kid's room just to clean up the laundry when the kid's asleep. I just feel like, oh, good, she's sleeping. I'll just come in and see how things are. And the dog is like, bah, because the dog wakes up.
All right.
It's nothing malicious.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. That one goes out to Rachel. Katie from Berlin texting in. What does the next few months bring for her sister's health?
I just got like some starts and stops. I feel like I'm on a, you know, when you're on like a roller coaster or, on a roller coaster and it's not your turn to go up the steep hill yet. So you're kind of going and then you stop and then mm-hmm. you go and then you stop. I kind of feel like she's getting where she needs to go. I'm not seeing her sliding backwards at all, but it's still like, okay, 90 miles an hour, pause. Okay, 90 miles an hour, pause. And then once she gets going, click, click, click up the hill, it's going to be really good. I'm not seeing a downhill. I just realized, I don't see her crashing and burning. I'm just saying she is getting to where she needs to be.
Okay, that one goes up to Katie. Victoria from North Conway. We'll take one more here, then take another break. The hour always just goes by so fast when you're here.
Holy smokes. Yeah, it does. I just saw the time.
I know. It's incredible. She says, about 4 months ago, they adopted a female German Shepherd named Molly from a family who unfortunately wasn't very nice to her.
No, they weren't.
They want to know if Molly knows that she is loved and she's happy.
She knows that she's loved. Happy, yes. But I do feel like, I think she got kind of kicked in the face. I see like a foot to the face on my jaw. On my left-hand side. I don't think she broke teeth or anything like that, but she sucks in her cheeks. It's kind of like she wants you to see, like, this is what they did to me. Mm. I also get that if you have children, this is an example for you to say to your kids, you know, there's a lot of times people have issues or things that we can't see, and people respond to our interactions with them a certain way based on their frame of reference. So this dog is more suspicious of people who look a certain way because of the way the dog was treated. But we can help the dog get through that. This dog is a dialogue, a conversation starter for your entire family. But I, you know what? I see this dog when it's just you guys so happy, so relaxed, so peaceful, and so joyful.
Excellent. That one goes out to Victoria. Keep those texts coming, 603-356-9145. We'll get through as many as possible. We'll be back in 3-4 minutes. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.